Excel Ranches, the Miller family, held their 36th annual bull sale of Limousine and Angus bulls at their sale barn at the ranch west of Westlock March 14 with another set of quality bulls on offer. This year, a total of 41 Limousine and 14 Angus bulls were sold. Auctioneer Dan Skies once again called the bids in front of a full sale barn of bidders and buyers, with the bulls shown on video, as are most bull sales these days. The bulls were nearby in marked pens to give buyers the opportunity to view them prior to the sale. The high-selling bull of the sale was a red Angus bull, lot 47, red XL Lithium 5L, a January 8, 2023 yearling with a moderate birth weight of 86 pounds and a weaning weight of 752 pounds. He had a sale weight of 1,470 pounds with a scrotal measure of 39.5 centimeters. This bull sold to Pole Land and Cattle Limited of Wetaskiwin for $10,000. The second high-selling bull of the sale was a Limousine bull, Lot 6, XL's Legendary 2L, a January 7, 2023 yearling with a very moderate birth weight of 71 pounds and a weaning weight of 716 pounds. His sale weight was 1,295 pounds with a 33-centimeter scrotal measure. This bull was heading east, purchased by BZ Acres Limousine of Glencoe, Ont. for $9,500. The third high-selling bull was another red Angus bull, Lot 52, red XL Laredo 37L, a January 23, 2023 yearling with a birth weight of 84 pounds and a weaning weight of 708 pounds. He had a sale weight of 1,330 pounds and a scrotal measure of 36 centimeters. This bull was sold locally to Lyndon and Sharon Morrow of Barhead for $9,000. The fourth high-selling bull was Lot 5, XL Polled Leo 12L, a January 14, 2023 yearling Limousine with a birth weight of 90 pounds and a weaning weight of 641 pounds. This bull had a sale weight of 1,330 pounds and a scrotal measure of 36 centimeters. This bull was sold to Bar 3R Limousine of Marengo, SK for $8,250. Amy Miller said the overall sale average was $6,500, and they were happy with the results. She added this was the most bulls they have ever had in their sale, and noted, "We've never sold bulls to so many young people before," indicating more young people are returning to the farm and the cattle business. "Prices are great and optimism is high," she said.